with the news. The PM Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Karen Gatan, emphasized that the government housing program for low-income communities must be developed holistically, ensuring the provision of shared spaces that support the health, environment, and psychological well-being of families. According to her, community-based development plays a crucial role in changing people's lifestyles in a comprehensive and sustainable manner. Quoted from Antara, Karen Gatan also highlighted that the Indonesian shared space present in residential areas is an example of a bottom-up program that supports development starting from the grassroots level and directly benefits the surrounding community. Has urged regional governments in the country to move actively in implementing the smoke-free area policy to reduce secondhand smoke exposure. In a statement received here on Sunday, the chair of Tobacco-Related Disease Control Working Group of the Ministry of Health, Benyet Saragi, said the government had created Government Regulation No. 28 of 2024 as a concrete measure to respond to an increase in smoking prevalence, both conventional and electronic cigarettes, especially among children and teenagers. Quoted from Antara, he said that this policy must not stop at the central government level. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'm not afraid to die.
People say that, actually, everything is good. If everything is good on the media, meaning there is something not good happening in the real world.
That's true. Because everything in the media might not portray what's the real life or what's the reality that is going on around the world.
Yeah, because we know the word framing, right?
Yeah.
So we handpick one part of something that is happening to be broadcasted, to be shown with the world. But usually that kind of thing only happens in the Western media.
Yes. It's different from the reality and maybe in Asia or somewhere else. But the nowadays media is mostly Western media.
Yes, the biggest one. But it turns out it's still different. Are you familiar with the term post-truth?
Post-truth, what is that, Steve?
With people are not sharing the news from the, how do we call it, credible sources, but instead of sharing the facts, the real news, what they're sharing is their opinion about something that's happening.
Oh.
Yeah, it's mostly happening in the West, and we'd like to have some opinion here from an interview several months ago. We talked about the role of press, and here is an opinion from the Journalist of Voice of America, the VNP, for it, about the vital role of press as a watchdog, and also facilitator on important social issues.
Well, the press is seen as the fourth estate in the European context. You know, there's the commerce, there's the clergy, there's nobility, and then there's fourth is the press. So they hold accountability of officials who basically govern the state. The press holds the watchdog role. So investigative journalism, they are very, very important to uncover corruption, abuses of power, unethical behavior in government and private institutions. And they also inform citizens, inform decision making. Because a well-functioning democracy relies on informed electorates. They use the news, the analysis that they watch on all forms of media to really be able to make a decision, especially during the elections. They also provide a platform for debate and free expression, because the press facilitates discussions on those important social issues. They also ensure that the government is transparent. There's the Freedom of Information Act in the US that empowers journalists to access government records, ensuring public scrutiny of policies and decisions, and they also basically expose misinformation and protect the truth. That's basically what the press is around the world, including the United States.
So in a nutshell, the press is about holding the government, holding some people accountable, especially if it's related to the interest of the public. How do you think about it?
I think it's very important to actually holding the government accountable for
everyone.
Not only government, but everyone's accountable, but I'm sure that government has a very big role in it. So with holding the government accountable
through
the press is actually a good move for journalists. It's the only way for them to, I think, speak on things, and also, holding not only government, but everyone accountable.
As long as their main goal is to make sure that the whole public listening to this podcast, especially to have a proper justice, getting a just treatment, because we don't want to, attack someone for their own personal gain, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. But also we know that in Indonesia, it's kind of different. Let's go back to talking about the media. Out there, they have been talking about representation about marginalized groups.
Yes.
We cannot mention all of them here.
Yeah. There's a lot.
There's a lot. It seems that the press also plays that to support the representation of those people. As stated by the recent intern.
Intern?
Yeah, our intern from Australia. So she is from the Australian University of Media and Communication.
Okay.
I don't think this is the name of the university, but her major is in media and also communication. So here's commentary from, a little bit comment about the press, Michael Ahmed.
Okay. And I wanted to have some comments from Rowa. What about in Australia? I mean, some Indonesians think that Australia is also a Western country. Is it the same like the ones we have in America and Europe?
Yeah, it's very similar to what Ibu Dewi has been saying about the press in America. In Australia as well, considering it's multiculturalism, Australia kind of, it's not just a country, it's a whole continent with lots of voices. So I feel like the press plays a vital role in, representing all of these voices that we have, and as well, not just on an international level, but on a national level as well. We, for example, people who live in Sydney would like to know about people who live elsewhere in another state in Australia. So the press plays a role in educating us about the whole of Australia, and in the same time, representing voices from around the world. And if you want to hear more about this talk, please check out our YouTube channel on VOI Official.
And you can also check the title, Global Perspective on the Press, in which not only with Voice of America and also Rowa from Australia, we also have some comments from the UPA and check out the university. So be sure to subscribe and watch VOI Official.
you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar, prioritize your safety, don't climb the sacred trees, and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
I'm gonna make you mine.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world scale. I'm Indonesia today by Voice Indonesia with Misty and also
Yunika.
And what's next that we have, Yunika?
We have great news about Indonesian badminton team that they have opened the road to the Sudirman Trophy 2025.
Sudirman Cup, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and they have the Indonesian team, Rino Rival and also Peter Hanning PF. They're winning against Colm Hemming and Astil van Leeuwen with the score of 15-21-19 with a tempo of 65 minutes, which made Indonesia have 5-0 score from England.
And of course, besides Rino and also Peter, earlier we have Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Rian Ardianto in men's double, which opened the first score for Indonesia against Eastern Green, and then Anna and Piwi in the second match in women's double. And then we have Mohzaki Ubaidila, who defeated Nadine Dalby. And then in the fourth one, we have Esther Norumi Triwardoyo. So basically, it's on men's single, men's double, women's single, women's double.
Double.
And this one is, how do you know, this is the mixed double. We got all score
all
in the opening
category.
Yeah, in the opening match, which makes Indonesia having like 5-0 score above England. So we're going to start. It's open a path towards further place for Indonesia. So they're going to path not only to the final, but also to the victory for Indonesia. You'll be listening to a story about Galunggung Green Blessing. Stay tuned on Editor Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Kowloon, Pasiklaria, Garut, Jianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The radiation back of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Pasik Utara khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cikarang, Sukaratu, Pada Kembang, Lewi Wisari, Singapana. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atau Supriyatna, farmer from Sukadiri Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah, ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at common cause. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, raining, raining. When entering the post, I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village. Show from the west, many people over there ran down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofla contacted the bitter story that was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan, hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we start with the bird, it happened on Monday and Thursday. Around 18 just after Maghrib, there was big eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused this advantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was perpetually collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years rose up, people under Mount Galunggung suffered the benefits after the mountain erupted.
Dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agricultural land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hektar land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot, so 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hektar is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Anand Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Anand's words appear in his daily life, and his counseling to the farmers said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or sustainable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadi di fenomena alam. Kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat
dibutuhkan. And now natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of galung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. A micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese.
Dari air galung
itu. Before galung erupted, its product was normal. But post eruption, the product increased. Price quality is also better.
Yaitu merek galung rice.
Beras itu anjus from galung water. Still under sebagian dari sini. So that price of the price quite satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mark of galung rice at supermarket, post of the product from here, Cisayong, it is the quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 under 50 kilograms. Normally, the stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Quality Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups through hardware that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya sedang digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regions. we have exported tons of tons of organic rice, and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Kimpapik, which has been exported to Germany, via the states of America and Swiss. There are two types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. These types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is the international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification level, the rice cannot be exported. Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Daluru, the Siam villages enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The nasi is served by the farmers, explored by Atang Supriyatna.
Kalau dulu kan ada yang kelaparan kan, di kita kita di sini nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bawah silahkan.
It is not allowed in the past, there were people who starved. In the past, harvest season was only twice a year. In here, harvest is 2 times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 2 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice is a little. Alhamdulillah, it was enough for the end to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. It was the story of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah, after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agricultural products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safra, head of Sukhajadi Philip, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful, as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Jadi kami sentuh asal, kata Radio Digital Mobile.